Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
Right, at 11 minutes past one, it's time to turn our attention to what's been going on in the Supreme Court of Appeal this morning. You probably know that more than 17 million South Africans depend on grants to keep a roof over their heads, to keep food on the table month after month. So when a chunk of those grants is disappearing each month before they even reach a bank account or a payout point, it's a very, very big problem. Now, the Black Sash was back in court this morning continuing to fight the issue of deductions from social grants. It's a case that dates back to a high court ruling in Pretoria, which said that the social grant payment provider NetOne could continue making deductions from social grants. To give us the context and explain what's happened in court this morning, I'm joined on the line by Lynette Mart, who is the National Director of the Black Sash. Lynette, thank you so much for your time this afternoon and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners.
Won't you just sketch for the context of this case for us? As I said, it dates back to a high court ruling in Pretoria, which is a couple of years old now. Won't you just sort of paint the big picture for us?
Right. I want to go back even before that. In 2016 May, government changed the regulations with regards to the payment of grants. Prior to that, Regulation 21 stated that beneficiaries can receive their funds into via electronic payments into a bank account of their own or of an institution, and the second one was that they could receive it at a cash pay point. Mm-hmm. Now, those regulations were changed, and in fact, they were changed to try and stem the tide of these deductions.
Yeah.
So the way in which it was changed was saying that if you do want to have your money paid into a bank account of your choice or of an institution, you have to provide government with a mandate. But they introduced a second element, which was saying that there will be a payment method of SASSA's choice. And so currently what we have is that the South African Post Office is that method of SASSA by choice, and it's also been published in the Government Gazette as such. Now, the account provided by SAPO, for example, is ring-fence. It doesn't allow for any debit orders, stop orders, or any USSD platform deductions. And so, in a sense, it's a ring-fence bank account. What we're trying to deal with here is that NetOne, its subsidiaries, Moneyline, Smart Life, and Manji Mobile, and other allies of theirs are arguing that the bank account must not be restricted. And that's, in fact, what Judge Van der Westhuizen argued. So that issue is now here on the table. But the court is arguing, is this matter not moot? Because SASSA has transitioned to a new hybrid payment model. The SAPO account is in place, etc. Mm. And what are the implications of all of this for these regulations? Whether the regulations need to be changed? If so, how? But in what way can grant beneficiaries be protected from these predatory practices by companies within the NetOne stable and outside? So it's still under discussion, but that's where we are at the moment. A discussion around moot and a discussion around whether the regulations ought to be changed or the minister be given an opportunity to do so.
Okay. Lynette, can you give us a sense of the scale of the deduction problem we're talking about here? Because at the Black Sash, you are the recipient of many of the complaints from those who say these deductions are happening every month, I don't even know what some of them are for, etc. Is that a complaint you hear from scores of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people? What sort of scale are we looking at?
Okay, well, there's two systems. There's the NetOne CPA system that takes complaints, and there's the SASSA system that takes complaints. And in our last conversation, those figures were not even reconciled. Mm. So it's quite difficult to determine the scale of the problem, but we do know from our experiences that there are many that have In fact, I mean, there's just this one example that I want to cite. In a place called Tweefontein, agents went to ground and officials told them that they're going to receive food parcels. They need to give the details. 2 months down the line, there were deductions for funeral policies from their accounts. It affected about 50 people in total. We secured the money back after 2 years for 30 people, and we're still waiting for the 20 to be resolved. So often people give up because the processes take so long.
Yeah.
And so they just give up. And many have now just decided, okay, right, I'm going to migrate to the SAPO account where my money is at least protected. So we're dealing with backlog, and we're dealing with new deductions because they are short payments. It's very, very hard to put a figure on the scale, but it is affecting at least 30% to 40% of people.
Sure, okay. Several questions coming through on our SMS line about deductions for charges at the point of service. Jeff saying, I know of a case where APSA charged 30 rand 50 off a grant of 1700 for using their ATM to draw that grant. Is that legal? Sheila in Fishhook saying she had the same thing with a SASSA dedicated machine at a Pick and Pay where 18 rand was charged for using that machine. Are those deductions above board?
Well, I think they need to phone the SASSA helpline to register these as complaints. They can also phone the Black Sash helpline. I don't have the number on me. But they can phone these helplines, and then people can investigate and see what is happening in those accounts, because it's very difficult to give a generalized opinion here without looking at the merit.
Fair enough. Lynette Mart, thank you. What I'll do is during our news diary, I'll ask my producer to look up those numbers and we'll share them with you after the diary. Lynette, the National Director of the Black Sash. So the case ongoing before the Supreme Court of Appeal around deductions from social grants.